Last track was called Dissolution. Might be what it sounded like in Ottawa a while ago, didn't it? Anyhow, that was Gordon Gardena on guitar and oud and electronics and a whole bunch of other stuff with a drummer Christian Lillinger from their album called Duo Work. Neat stuff there. And with Gardena, is it's you're never quite sure what you're going to hear. It's going to be interesting no matter what album you pick up of his, and it's always challenging and it's really fine. And he mainly works out of Vancouver too, so he's sort of one of ours, if you will. Well, change of pace now, but we're not leaving Vancouver for the moment. Peggy Lee plays cello and Cole Schmidt plays guitar. And they have they both get leadership notice on this album. It's called Forever Stories of Moving Parties. And it has shifting personnel. They are the constants, but they have shifting personnel that include people like J.P. Carter on trumpet and electronics, and Millie Hong on drums, Lisa and Rylander live on tenor and electronics, and Frank Rosselli on electronics, Dylan Vanderskyfe on drums and percussion, James Mager on electric bass, synthetic bass and processing, Sarah Schoenbeck on bassoon. There's a couple of other people as well, but they, and I'm not even going to bother trying to figure out what tracks whoever is on. That's one of those albums where you give a name and then beside it is 1347 or 296 whatever, and trying to put together who's playing on what track is a mug's game for me. I just, maybe it would bother you, but it doesn't bother me. I just listen to the music and fill in when I can. But here is the great Peggy Lee, the other one. As I was growing up, Peggy Lee meant something entirely different, but this is a great jazz cellist, and Cole Schmidt on guitar from their album. I'm going to play a set of three tracks. The first one is called Try to Waltz, which is what everybody always tells me if the band is playing 3-4 and they want me on the dance floor. Thank you. that album really grows on me. It's a very interesting album with cellist Peggy Lee and guitarist Cole Schmidt leading a band on an album that is called Forever Stories of Moving Parties. The West Coast does some neat stuff, too. I talked about Toronto being a great jazz center of Canada, and it is. But the Quebec scene and the Vancouver scene, especially, and to a lesser extent, Edmonton and Winnipeg, for that matter. But the big three areas of jazz in Canada are certainly Toronto, Quebec, through Montreal mainly, and Vancouver. Neat stuff with Peggy Lee and Cole Schmidt there. And we're now well into the second hour of our program today. Time is just flying by. It's 11:14 here. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. The program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays. Well, moving on now to an album that came out last year from the Messiethics. Now the Messiethics are a trio formed from two members of the previous band called Fugazi. Now, if you're into a different sort of genre of music, all these things make a lot of sense to you. Bassist Joe Lally and drummer Brendan Canty added guitarist Anthony Pirog to form the trio called Messiethics. And it was a great addition, actually. Pirog is amazing. What might seem unusual is that the descriptors of the trio range from jazz punk jam to experimental or progressive rock, art punk, post-hardcore, or jazz fusion. I'd be still my heart. But yes, adding to that trio, saxophonist James Brandon Lewis, and you can have all those descriptors and do what you want with them. I don't even know what they mean. But augmented with one of the best current jazz saxophonists, this is a very interesting album with the Messiethics and James Brandon Lewis. Great album. Was one of my sort of on my extended best of lists for last year. The Messiethics performed without Lewis at the Folk Festival last year. And as I said in my review, if more evidence is needed, the genres are being totally bent out of shape. This is it. This is a great meander through hard-edge, rock-like tracks, ballads, and very fine melodies here. This is a really neat album. So I'm going to play a set of three tracks. The third one is very short. From the Messiethics Trio plus saxophonist James Brandon Lewis. This first track is called The Time is the Place. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Mesthetics Trio, with saxophonist James Brandon Lewis added, with great effect, I might add. This is, again, I've played a few things this morning that are, I suppose, could be defined as genre busting, and that's one of them, too. Something that can be called punk jam, prog rock, I don't know, whatever the heck it's called. But when you add James Brandon Lewis and take a lot of care, you got jazz riffs that are quite acceptable, even though they aren't conventional. Really neat stuff. And it's now 11:33. We've snuck into the second half of our program today. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. And I'm about to go into my historical segment now, so it'll be, almost half an hour or so before you have to hear my voice again. But this week, it's Miles Davis again from a very interesting album called Big Fun. Now, Big Fun was released about 1974, and it was made up of sessions that had been recorded actually between 1969 and 72, 73, whatever, various all put together. And I won't say it bombed, but it really didn't get a lot of praise along with the other current albums that Davis was releasing. And this one sort of got lost in the shuffle, if you will. Now, around 2002, Columbia Legacy remastered it and sent it out again. And people started listening a little more differently than they had earlier. And it got a lot of critical praise at that point as an indicator of what Miles was doing at the in the late 60s, 70s in there. 74 was the earlier release date. I'm going to play two tracks. The first one is very long, and it's been considered by some of the critics to be the linchpin in the whole release. It's called Lonely Fire, and it was actually recorded initially in January 70, and along with Miles and Wayne Shorter on sopranos, Benny Maupin on bass clarinet, Khalil Balakrishna on sitar and other Indian instruments, Chick Corea on piano along with Joe Zawinul, Dave Holland on bass, Harvey Brooks on Fender, Jack DeJeanette and Billy Cobham on drums, Erto Moreira on Indian instruments and percussion. Some very neat stuff there. The second track I'm going to play is called The Little Blue Frog, and it was recorded as well, even farther back in 1969. And along with Miles, it has Steve Grossman on soprano, Benny Maupin on bass clarinet again, John McLaughlin on electric guitar, Chick Corea on piano, Larry Young on organ and celeste, Khalil Balakrishna back on sitar, electronic sitar, actually, Harvey Brooks on electric bass guitar, Dave Holland on bass, along with Jack DeJeanette and Billy Cobham again. Two tracks that are really fascinating, and it's not particularly sort of bombastic or driving, whatever. It's quite almost mellow and meditative at times. So I'm going to play Lonely Track and The Little Blue Frog from Big Fun, Miles Davis. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.